You cannot save an estuary if you are going to divert 50% of its water flow. Current modeling for BDCP goes all the way up to 8 million acre-feet a year of water exports. And what is most alarming and shows the fatal flaw of the BDCP is that over half of the time, water still will be taken from the South Delta. There are no plans to fix the fish screens at the South Delta. You are not looking at consistently decreasing flow, and you're looking at supporting new intake pumps that are experimental, fish screens that are experimental. When we know that we could improve the situation significantly for a much lower cost to ratepayers if we were to fix the pumps in Tracy and export a sustainable yield of water from the Delta. We oppose the rush to build the canal because it would exterminate Central Valley salmon runs. We're looking at the red flag analysis that came out a few weeks ago, and we're not looking at any significant impacts for Delta fisheries. We oppose this project because it would dewater the San Francisco Bay and have an impact on those crab, herring, and halibut nurseries.
And if you could sum up, please.
And we also oppose the rush to build the tunnels because it would saddle taxpayers and water ratepayers in California with a $50 to $60 billion package of total debt at a time when we are learning that California cities and municipalities may be in debt already for $1 trillion.
Thank you for your continued involvement in this subject. And the next hearing is finance, so we'll address that.
Yes. Good morning. Melinda Terry, manager in North Delta Water Agency. It has a water supply and quality contract with the state, and it's about 300,000 acres, which is almost half the legal Delta. I do want to commend the BDCP folks for releasing documents early. The problem is that there's not a lot of detail in them. It is, even though they're 40,000 pages, by the way, but when you get down to it, when the impacts, which is what we obviously are concerned about, it doesn't tell you, well, for instance, I can tell that it tells me that almost everything in our contract gets triggered regarding we're going to have seepage problems, we're going to have erosion problems, they're going to alter water surface elevations in the sloughs in the Delta and the Sacramento River by 3 feet, will lower 3 feet in the Sacramento River, and going to create reverse flows, new reverse flows, because of their new operations. So the very thing that we're trying to fix, we're now going to create in the North Delta. Yet, again, when it comes to specifics, it doesn't really tell you the exact location, the size, the duration, the intensity, and so it's really hard to understand what those impacts are to my contract, let alone whether the mitigations are correct or not. So, and just to talk about some of the impacts, they are huge. North Delta is ground zero for all of it. We have all of the facilities and 65 to 100,000 acres for habitat. So we take the hit on everything. But just the intakes alone, if they were side to side when you add them up, or over a mile long within a 4 mile stretch on the riverbank. The cofferdams will take up 7.5 acres of the actual river itself, and you have to dewater during that whole time. The residents in the Delta rely on water wells for drinking water, and that's going to be lowered in their availability for their actual everyday use. Their taps really
and
won't
I'm
turn on.
Ask you to just
potentially, sure.
One sentence, and 20, that'll be it.
Sorry, 25 million cubic yards of muck and everything. So just understand the impacts are huge, and yet there are no venues that were being provided to have the kind of discussion that you were talking about. We're only allowed to make public comments like we are here today. Right. That's not a discussion.
That's right. Okay. Thanks. Let's go to the next row, right over here.
Hello, Chairwoman Pavley and members of the committee. Mark Henley with California Waterfowl Association. We and other members of the Central Valley Joint Venture have been working with the Resources Agency to identify BDCP impacts to Pacific Flyway waterfowl. Of course, much of the Bay Delta historically was prime waterfowl habitat, and a significant portion is still managed as such. Fortunately, we don't have any currently listed species of waterfowl in California, but that could change if BDCP is not implemented in the right manner, so we certainly want to make sure that the waterfowl habitat values of the Delta remain strong. We're still very concerned about impacts to breeding waterfowl habitat, particularly in the Sassoon Marsh. due to proposed tidal marsh conversion. We're also concerned about a reduction in water supplies for Central Valley Project Improvement Act wetlands, which include a number of national wildlife refuges and state wildlife areas. There's also potential water quality impacts to both the Bay Delta, or to the Delta and the Sassoon Marsh, which will affect the food resources that are grown there for waterfowl. And then also, there's a possible reduction in wetlands in the Yolo Bypass, particularly on the Yolo Wildlife Area. So we want to make sure that those habitat values are maintained. So we look forward to reviewing the EIR, EIS in detail. And to get back, I guess, to your earlier comments on linking, we would like to make sure as the water bond proposal goes forward that the funding for waterfowl habitat in those in the bond is maintained. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Osha Meserve. I am representing local agencies of the North Delta, which is a coalition of 16 water districts, rec districts, and levee districts in the Delta. I also work with Stone Lakes National Wildlife Refuge Association. The refuge is just adjacent to all of the new intakes and would have a tremendous impact on the migratory birds that the refuge has been able to improve habitat for over the last several years. With respect to Delta interest being at the table, I can say from experience that, you know, I have been at the table on behalf of various Delta interests since 2008. Part of the problem is there wasn't a table before 2008, really. I don't think that any Delta interests were part of the original set of the planning agreement that was formulated in 2006 and beyond, which did have this, it was a predetermined that there would need to be new conveyance, and that was the goal, and that was what Supervisor Natoli was referencing as something that folks weren't comfortable signing on to. Also, I want to clarify that 3,000 comments may have been received by the BDCP, and certainly we at this table and others you know, did put a lot of comments, and we've had a lot of discussions. The problem is there hasn't been any resolution of the issues brought up in those comments, and there was never any disposition of even the formal comments from other local public agencies, such as those that I work with and Melinda Terry and others work with. Also, you know, with respect to the big impacts within the Sacramento County in particular on farmlands and communities, the concern is not so much that those impacts are huge, that is a huge issue, but that they wouldn't be justified, that this project would not deliver reliable water supplies, and that there would not be biological benefits. So all this cost to the local communities and destruction of a whole way of life and biological resources that exist in that area, without having a benefit.
I want to thank you for raising those questions, and I'm going to move on to the next speaker, but I know you have a long list, and some were new to me, so I appreciate your attendance. Next speaker.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into a lot of details because I was kind of called up last minute. My name is Daniel Wilson. I'm a farmer, and I'm serve on several reclamation districts. I have an orchard that is destroyed by intake number two. My house, my business, and my other orchard is destroyed by muck pond on Andrus Island, and my third farm is destroyed by the muck pond on Tyler Island. So I'd like to speak to you a little bit about the human face of the Delta. The first notion I had was a line that was drawn through my house, literally under my bedroom, that the pipeline may go this way. The first notion I had that my entire orchard would be covered by 20 feet of muck was the public release of Chapter 4. That is meant to give you an illustration of how little we've been involved in the planning process. Literally finding out from the Sacramento Bee that your entire business is going to be destroyed is not engaging the Delta interest. We are not engaged at all in a meaningful way, and you've heard that several times. I just want to give you the local face of it. Thank you.
Appreciate it. And last speaker, come on up. I can excuse all six of you. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Mike Green with the council, with the California State Grange. The Grange adopted a policy last year in opposition to the Bay Delta Conservation Plan, and I just wanted to have a copy of the resolution, which I'll submit to the committee.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, I'm also the Executive Director of the Central Valley Flood Control Association. Can I just add a couple of flood things? Sorry, I was going to have my engineer, and he had a conflict. But I just wanted to point out, for example, in the EIR, EIS, they analyzed traffic volume and road pavement conditions,
correct.
But they didn't actually analyze the levees, and the pavement sits on top of levees. So there are serious issues. The drainage systems, we actually have to drain water off of the islands. Those will get disrupted, mm-hmm. and so we're going to have surface flooding, it appears. So there are a lot of those kind of issues, including the mitigation. When you have a large HCP and five right. county ones, when we do levee improvements, we have to mitigate our projects. And if there's no other habitat left because it's all been spoken for by a large regional to benefit people outside of us, we have nothing left to be able to mitigate our own projects. So those are just an example of some of our flood concerns too.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. With that, I thought that was very worthwhile hearing, lots of important information. I want to thank all of you that attended. As always, feel free to submit longer testimony in writing to Mr. O'Connor. Meeting is adjourned.